Hey, babes. Welcome to a brand new day filled with endless possibilities. I'm your girl, Nique Austin, and this is Coro is a Crush, your go-to spot for all things self-love, empowerment, and living life to the fullest. Let's dive in and make today unforgettable. Welcome to Coro is a Crush, where we discuss all things self-love, empowerment, and living life to the fullest. I'm your host, Nique Austin, the heart and soul behind Coro & Company, a stationery and gift brand that celebrates the power of self-love and faith. In today's episode, we're diving into something that often gets lost in our hustle culture, and that is called gratitude. In this fast-paced world, we're always chasing the next goal, the next move, the next big thing. But when do we ever pause and just reflect on how far we've come? Today, we're going to slow down and reflect on how to balance ambition with gratitude. I'll be sharing personal experiences, practical tips on how to reflect without losing your drive, and why taking a step back to appreciate your journey can actually push you further in life. Whether you're a dream chaser or just trying to survive the daily grind, this episode is for you. I want y'all to tune in and learn how to do one of these three things. Transform hustle into a meaningful, reflective journey. Find peace in the chaos of a fast-paced world. And cultivate gratitude as a tool for growth. I want you to grab your coffee or your journal or maybe just a quiet moment in the corner. And let's get right into it. We'll get into today's topic right after these messages. Here at Coro, we got a few things going on this month that you might want to pay attention to. Hey, nail art lovers, get ready to unleash your creativity with my annual 30-day nail art challenge. Started September the 1st, join me for a month of bold designs, inspiring themes, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a pro or just starting out, this challenge is all about expressing yourself through stunning nail art. Check us out on our main IG page at Coro and Company. Let's make this the most colorful month yet. I got exciting news for y'all. Coro and Company is now available at two amazing locations. Not only are we located at the Williamsburg Bazaar, but we're also in my hometown of Farmville at the Blake and Gray Company. Discover my inspiring stationery, my custom apparel, and self-love essentials in person. Check out my booth at the Williamsburg Bazaar, located at 5625 Richmond Road, Unit F120, Williamsburg, Virginia 23188. And at the Blake and Gray Company, 142 North Main Street, Farmville, Virginia 23901. If you live in the local area of Newport News, I want you to catch us, Coro and Company, at the 7th Annual Great Food Truck Festival. We're bringing the vibes, the style, and all the must-have goodies to the festival this Saturday, September the 21st, from 11 in the morning to 6 p.m. From unique stationery and self-love journals to bold drinkware and beauty sets, I've got something for everyone. Come find us at booth number 70. I want you to say hi to us and snag your favorite items early before the holiday rush. We'll be at the Newport News Williamsburg International Airport, cell phone lot, 900 Bland Boulevard, Newport News, Virginia 23602. Make sure you're following us on Instagram and TikTok at Coro & Company, where you will find out what's going on with Coro in real time. Also, make sure that you are on our email list so you can catch all of our deals and you don't want to miss those. Go to our website, www.coroandcompany.com, to sign up and join the tribe. And we're back. For those who are tuning in, thank you so much for joining us today. For this episode, if you want to read the full show notes, you can find them on right here on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Coro is a Crush. Now, let's dive into today's episode. So today's topic is called Grateful Hustle, the power of reflection in a fast-paced world. Grateful Hustle, the power of reflection in a fast-paced world. It's all about finding that sweet balance between grinding towards your goals and appreciating how far you've come. If you've been running that 100 miles per hour, but still feel like you're getting nowhere, or you just need to reset and reflect, this one is for you. Back in 2005, 2006, before I had my son, I used to be all about that hustle. No breaks, no pauses, just go, 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 okay? I felt like if I wasn't constantly in motion, I wasn't doing enough. And today I see so many of y'all on that same path too. The one where we feel guilty if we're not busy all the time. The crazy thing is, even when I was hitting milestones, I never gave myself a second to appreciate them. I kept moving on to the next thing, trying to outdo myself, thinking this is what success is supposed to feel like. Then one day, I hit a brick wall. I mean, I was physically and emotionally drained. I wasn't excited about the things I once loved, and it felt like no matter what I did, I couldn't keep up with this imaginary checklist I created for myself. So that's when I realized something important. I've been hustling so hard, but I was hustling without gratitude and reflection. So I took a step back, I took a deep breath, and actually started to reflect on my journey just to see the big picture. I had accomplished so much in my 20s, but I haven't given myself credit for any of it because I was so focused on what's next. And that shift from just hustling to grateful hustling was, I was telling you, it's a game changer. When you take the time to reflect, you realize how far you've come. And that awareness brings a whole new level of fulfillment. I started to hustle with more intention, more gratitude, and ironically, I became even more productive. We live in a world that glorifies busyness. If you're not moving at a million miles an hour, it's easy to feel like you're falling behind all the time. Social media, especially, can make us feel like we're always racing against the clock. That person, she's launching a new business, he's leveling up his career, and then you feel like you need to do just more, you know, you need to do more to just keep up with these people. But here's the truth. Hustling without reflection is like running a marathon without knowing what mile you're on. You'll burn yourself out, miss the beauty of the process, and also lose sight of why you started in the first place. Gratitude and reflection, it doesn't slow you down. It gives you energy. When you're always chasing the next goal, you don't give yourself the credit that you deserve for what you already achieved. But here's the crazy part. Being thankful for where you are doesn't mean you stop wanting more. It just means you approach life with a sense of peace rather than nagging feeling that, you know, you're never enough, you're never good enough. Reflection is how you recharge your energy, how you realign with your purpose, and how you find clarity. It's like zooming out on the map of your life so you can see the whole picture instead of just focusing on the next step. The hustle should be about the journey as much as it is about the destination. And when we bring gratitude into the journey, everything starts to make sense. You move with more purpose, more joy, and yes, more success. Success that feels fulfilling, not draining or feel like your life is just going crazy. So, how do we actually practice this gratitude, this grateful hustle in real life? I'm going to share with you 5 practices that have actually helped me shift my mindset and my hustle with more intention. Number 1, morning gratitude check-in. So if you don't already know, I am a very spiritual person. So every morning I start my day with reading the word and I do devotions. While it's dark during that time when my son is getting dressed, getting ready to go to school, I give that time to God. I talk to him and I tell him what's going on, even though he already knows what's up. This sets the tone for my day and reminds me that there's already so much to be grateful for, even before I accomplish anything I do later on that day. So I make sure to give him all the glory and the praise for everything that he's given me, but I also pray for others as well. I don't pray on people's downfall, but I do pray for other people to be not just become successful like me, but also if they're not on the level that I am at, to pray to get to the level that I am at. But then I also pray from moving from my level where I'm at to get to the level where other people may be. Number two, reflect on milestones, big and small. Whether it's hitting one of my sales goals, finally launching one of my new products, or even just getting through a rough week, like this week that we have going on where kids are killing each other here in Newport News. Celebrate it no matter what's going on. Have you always heard me say that the word says to not just praise God during the time that he gives you your blessing, but you praise him before as well as during the time of your waiting, okay? I've learned to pause and take in all of those wins, no matter how small they may seem. Reflect on what it took to get there and how much you've grown along the way. It's a mindset shift, you know? From always looking for the next thing to do to acknowledging the progress you've already made. Number three, schedule reflection time. Life gets busy. And if we don't schedule time to reflect or just take a breather, we'll always find a reason to skip it. Every day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on my work days, Tuesday through Saturday, if I'm not at a vendor show, I'm either journaling or I sit quietly and think about what went well, what didn't go so well, and what I have learned. This is where all the magic happens. You start to notice patterns, you see your growth, and you gain clarity on what really matters, you know, moving forward. Number four, embrace imperfections. You don't have to be perfect. I'm not perfect, and neither should your journey be perfect. Sometimes, in our pursuit of the next big thing, we become obsessed with trying to get it right the first time. But here's the thing, though. Perfection is the enemy of progress. I want y'all to remember that. Perfection is the enemy of progress. Gratitude helps you realize that the messy and perfect parts of your journey are just as valuable as the smooth parts. Hustle with your heart, not just with your hands. And number five, practice saying no to create space for reflection. Part of grateful hustling. I don't know why I want to say gratitude, because I mean, it is what it is. Part of grateful hustling is knowing when to say no. Sometimes we'll fill up our schedule because we're afraid of missing out on something, or we're afraid of falling behind. But saying no to things that don't serve your bigger purpose can create the mental and emotional space you need to reflect, recharge, and refocus. Give yourself permission to pause. Like I always tell my husband, and I also tell my mom, no is also a sentence. We'll be right back with our closing remarks and prayer time. Are you ready to captivate, engage, and leave a lasting impression on the podcasting world? Look no further than sponsoring our incredibly popular and highly sought after podcast. With our dedicated and growing listener base, this sponsorship opportunity presents a unique chance for your brand to connect with a passionate and engaged audience. Here are five compelling reasons why you should sponsor Coro is a Crush. Number one, unparalleled reach. Number two, you can become a trendsetter. Number three, we have authentic connections. Number four, you can elevate your brand. And number five, exclusive sponsorship. Dominate as the exclusive sponsor for Coro is a crush. Your presence ensures a powerful and enduring impact, forging strong connections with our rapidly expanding audience. Together, let's create impactful relationships and make a lasting impression. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to connect your brand with my rapidly growing podcast. For more information, email us at CoroCrushPodcast@gmail.com. Reserve your sponsorship spot today, and I'll take care of the rest. I eagerly await your response. All right. I'm so glad that y'all are joining this journey with us here at Coro is a Crush. For those who are just tuning in, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode. If you missed part of this episode, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can receive notifications for new episodes. If you got topics that you want me to dive into, questions you need answered on the show, or just want to say hi, don't hesitate to reach out. Send me a DM on Instagram at Coro is a Crush. You can email us at CoroCrushPodcast@gmail.com. Or you can leave us a voicemail over on our website, CoroCompany.com/pages/CoroIsACrushPodcast. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on send me a voice message. I'd love to hear from you and talk to my people. So, here are the closing remarks for today's episode for Coro is a Crush. As we wrap up, I want you to remember this. Your hustle is already incredible. The fact that you're out here chasing your dreams, grinding every single day, that's something to be proud of. But don't lose sight of the journey in the process. Make space to reflect, make space to appreciate, and make space to grow with gratitude. Life moves fast, but you don't always have to. Take moments to step back, look around and say, damn, I came a long way. That's the beauty of the grateful hustle. It's not about slowing down your ambition. It's about fueling it in a way that's sustainable, fulfilling, and true to you. So this week, I challenge you to reflect. I want you to take a minute to recognize the hard work that you put in, the lessons you've learned, and the blessings you've received. You're out here killing it, and you deserve to feel proud of that. And as always, keep hustling, keep reflecting, and keep growing with gratitude. All right, we have made it to prayer time. If there's someone you would like for me to pray for, send me a message on any of my social media platforms, and I will shout their name out before the prayer. If you're at work or driving, be safe in those environments as we bow our heads. And before we get started, we do want to send up these prayers to the families here in Newport News who have lost their children on this week's shootings. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, thankful for this opportunity to gather together in your name. Lord, we ask for your guidance and wisdom as we navigate the challenges of our lives. Help us to remain strong in faith, to trust in your plan, and to find peace in your presence. We lift up those who are struggling today, whether it's with health, finances, relationships, or any other burden. May your healing hand touch them, bringing comfort and strength. Surround them with your love and remind them that they are never alone. Lord, we ask for protection over our loved ones, especially those who are facing difficult times. Please provide them with the courage to overcome their obstacles and the faith to trust in your timing. As we continue on our journey, may we be a light to those around us, sharing your love and grace in all that we do. Keep us grounded in your truth and guide us to make decisions that honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Coro is a Crush. I'm so excited to be here with you, and I can't wait to dive into more empowerment content this season. You can find the full show notes from today's episode right here on our YouTube channel, or you can go on my website at corowingcompany.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with your friends. Let's connect on Instagram at corowisacrush, and if you follow us, I'll give you a shout out on my feed. If you're loving the podcast, I'd be so honored if you go ahead and hit that subscribe button and leave me a review. Let's make this season a journey to remember. Also, make sure that you like and subscribe our YouTube channel right here so that we can produce more content for you this season. Until next time, I want you to gain knowledge. Take care of yourself. Go out and be great. Peace and be blessed.